Joining me on the line is David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth. David, how did the markets do today?
It was an absolute shocking day, and it's really quite worrying, because I think what's disturbing markets is nothing to do with the Fed Reserve. In fact, I listened to Jay Powell's statement last night, and I was listening to the press conference, and he's very bullish and upbeat about the U.S. economy. U.S. economy going to grow 2.7%, and without any real inflationary pressures. But I think why markets are coming down are really concerns about President Trump, and he's due to announce $50 billion worth of tariffs against Chinese goods. That's from everything from shoes to electronics. And I think what's worrying markets is this is going to trigger a trade war in which there are going to be no winners. And I think this also comes on top of concerns about Facebook and where this is going to lead to, which we discussed on Tuesday. So I think put those together, markets very, very jittery. Although I don't think it's going to last. I think in the next few months, once results come through, we'll see a turnaround. But Tash, the big story today was NASPERS. You know, announced that it's going to sell 2% of its 33.2% stake in Tencent. Now, it's a transaction which I work out is going to raise about 130 billion rand. Now, what's 130 billion rand? That's probably the size of Remgro. Mm-hmm. It says it's going to use it to reinforce its business and obviously expand other businesses. But NASPERS was down quite dramatically today, down about 4.5%, and not as a result of the announcement, but rather that Tencent came out with results which I thought were very good. But they did say in those results that they're going to spend, obviously, on expanding their businesses, and that will hurt margins. So the market responded to that. But I'm sure that the overhang of Tencent shares as well, by NASPERS, is also weighing on the price. So we saw NASPERS come down, and when that NASPERS comes down 4.5%, and that's over 20% of the index, of course it's going to have very damaging impact on our overall market. But we also saw some, quite a bit of pressure on British American Tobacco, down 5%. Broadly, we've seen tobacco stocks under pressure, really, on increased worries that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is going to increase efforts to regulate tobacco. And there's also this worry that increased interest rates, in the U.S. is going to hurt demand for consumer staples. In other words, take away money from people that won't be able to buy these staples. Mm. AB InBev, I feel so sorry. Carlos Brito, he announces today this big announcement, that they're of a sustainability campaign where they're going to use water better, smarter agriculture, climate change, all those good things, good governance things that companies should do. And the share price goes down 4% as well. So bit of a slap in the face. But I think that sets a tone for the kind of market that we saw today. A lot of pressure right across the board. Steinhoff down another 13% now. Market cap 13 billion. That's from 230 billion that we saw back in November. EOH down another 7% today. Just losing ground. Resilient, Fortress, all those shares that have been under pressure, continuing to lose ground. So very difficult day for us. Mm. Big volume, 39 billion rands worth of trade today, most of which was NASPERS. 42% of that, or about 16 billion, was in NASPERS. So, but not the kind of day that we like to be here for. Mm-hmm. Wherever we looked, it was rare.
Can I tell you an example of what I believe is a first world problem? When Tencent says that their revenue growth of 51% is slower than expected. Like when I read that, I was like, these are first world problems. In SA, I'd never see a JC listed company complain about that.
Tess, you're absolutely right. I'm saying that analysts are being a little heavy. Of course, you're going to see where a company produces that kind of revenue and where it starts to spend to protect that. Of course, you're going to see lower margins as they increase their reach. So I don't know what analysts expect, and I don't know what their expectations are, what they say on their spreadsheets. But I'm with you. For any business that can expand at that rate, I'm a buyer, even though they might be expensive. I think it's a wonderful company, and I think sooner or later those things will be ignored and brushed aside. So you're dead right. We don't see anything close to that. We get excited if we get 1 or 2% increase in revenue.
That's David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth.